The following is a B-Man Studio production. Live! Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whenever you're listening. I do thank you very much. My name, the B-Man. Welcome to the B-Man's Busted Up iPod. Another episode is about to begin. You can always email us, thebmanstudios@gmail.com. Find us on WordPress, bmanstudios.wordpress.com. Get that out of the way now. Let's move along to the fun stuff. Got some really cool things coming up tonight on the program. It's been a bit of a time since we last recorded, so I do want to tell you, I've got some good things I've been storing up. Found some news. Naked unicyclist arrested on a Texas bridge. That's coming up in just a little bit. Also, going to talk about a robotic butt. Yes, Japanese scientist, creator, has developed a robotic butt. Yeah, I mean, we'll get into that a little bit later on. New stuff coming up right now, actually, kicking off the show. This is by a little band called Garbage. I think you may have heard of them before. This is brand new stuff off the iTunes today. It's called Automatic Systematic Habit. Don't worry, it'll all be over in an hour. B-Man and the Broken iPod.
Oh,
Elton John right here on the B-Man's Busted Up iPod Crocodile Rock. And starting the show off right here, I want to get right to some of the most interesting news that I've been reading on the World Wide Web. This one is from a blog site called The Sideshow, posted on Thursday, May 10th, from a blogger by the name of Eric Pfeiffer. I guess it's Pfeiffer, but I always go Pfeiffer because the silent P. Regardless, this one is a naked unicyclist arrested on a Texas bridge. 45-year-old Joseph Glenn Farley didn't reinvent the wheel, but he certainly came up with a unique way to get arrested while cruising around on one. Police detained the Southeast Texas man after he was discovered riding a unicycle naked across a local bridge. In an understatement, Farley was arrested for allegedly distracting drivers and creating a hazard. In the accompanying police video, a female dispatcher can be overheard saying that Farley is heading north, riding on a unicycle and not wearing any clothes. Now, I'm wondering how they knew he was heading north without necessarily, you know, knowing the road. But then I realized, well, he kind of had his own compass, if you will. Always points north. He was charged with a misdemeanor, indecent exposure. His bond was reportedly set at $1,500. In what might be an even stranger development, the Kemah police chief, Greg Reichard, said even though Farley was not only nude, but was repeatedly falling off his unicycle in the traffic, he apparently was not intoxicated or impaired at the time. Now Farley goes on to say that he told police that he, quote, liked the feeling of riding without his clothes, which police later discovered at the base of the bridge. I mean, okay. Now, I don't think I can agree with Mr. Farley in any respect. I mean, there's nothing about riding a bike naked that even sounds pleasing. Not appetizing, pleasing. not to brag, but some of us might get certain things stuck stuck in the spokes, if you know what I mean. My shoelaces. Moving right along, though, with the music, because I think I just gotta get right on out of here. I got one here from the Everyday album here. Dave Matthews Band, right here in the B-Man's Busted Up iPod.
Pick me up, love.
Pick me up, love.
Pick me up from the bottom up to the top, love, every day. Pay no mind to taunts or advances, take my chances on every day. Left to right, up and down, love, push up, love, love, every day.
You're listening to The B-Man and the Broken iPod.
If I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I
maybe we could put like a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
You know, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there'll always be foods laid out for us, with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to walk to the store.
If I had $1 million,
now we'd take a limousine, cause it costs more.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to eat Kraft dinner.
But we would eat Kraft dinner.
Of course we would, we just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right, all the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art,
a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Bare Naked Ladies right now on the B-Man's Busted Up iPod. If I had $1 million, I probably wouldn't be sitting on my couch recording a podcast. I'd buy a local radio station, I'd turn it around, and I'd make it profitable. And that's probably actually kind of true. I'm not really joking about that. I probably have a passion for making radio live and breathing again. But until then, until the day when the disc jockeys, the actual honest to goodness disc jockeys. That's a different show. Disc jockeys rise up and overtake the land of computerized taped radio. This will be here to I don't know where the hell I'm going with this, but anyways, this is my stand against commercial taped radio. Thank you very much. Not that I am a professional disc jockey by any means. No one has ever claimed I'm professional in any respect. Okay, moving right along here. Enough of that. I sound like I've been drinking, but I really haven't. It's now time for my favorite part of the program, and I think yours too, from what I'm seeing here from the voting. It's now time for the B-Man's Listener Pick of the Week.
Listener Pick of the Week.
Yes, as you expected, there it is, music to my ears. Now, the selections this week were three songs that I like quite a bit. I'm happy with who won, but let's get right to who the choices were in case you did not have a chance to vote. And it's possible that maybe one or two of you did not vote, but that's okay. First song was A Dreamer by a band called Supertramp. Second was The Way I Am by Ingrid Michaelson. And the winner, tonight's winning song, was a little band called U2. Yeah, I think maybe most people have probably heard of this band. Been around for a couple of days. Actually, a couple of decades at least. U2 was the selection as chosen by the listeners. B-Man's Listener Pick of the Week. Here it is, Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
I can't believe the news today. Oh, I can't close my eyes and make it go away. How long must we sing this song? How long? 'Cause tonight, we'll
The B-Man and the Broken iPod. Right here on the B-Man's Busted Up iPod. Again, so very glad that you're joining us there. And if you're not quite sure how to get some song requests to us, please email us, thebmanstudios@gmail.com. And again, please pass along the show to anyone you might see, perhaps a coworker next door in a cubicle. They wonder what the heck you're listening to. Let them know. We're at bmanstudios.wordpress.com. And, of course, can be found on iTunes as of, I think we have all the episodes up there now. So certainly feel free to pass us along in that respect. Moving right along here with some more music and going a little bit older than, say, perhaps Grease. This is one of my favorite four-letter bands. Yeah, you know what it is. By now you should at least. Yes, it's ABBA. A-B-B-A. Here's I Do, I Do, I Do. Good evening.
Don't you see? Can't you feel it? You're listening to the B-Man and his broken, busted up old iPod.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. What you do to me, oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me.
White Tees, Hey There Delilah, right here on the B-Man's Busted Up iPod. And again, thank you so very much for listening to the big show here, which again, we record live most Friday evenings. That's what we're doing tonight. I am away from paternity leave, so getting back into a main schedule here. And yes, my ever-growing family, they're finally all tucked up, nestled into bed. And that leaves Daddy the chance to sit down on the couch and be a complete pinhead and record this show. So thank you. Thank you for giving me a chance to be a pinhead sitting on my couch talking to myself, except for the passing spouse bringing laundry through. You might be able to hear the dryer in the background. Hey, that's part of broadcasting live from your living room next to the washroom. Now you know the whole layout of the B-Man Studios. Now I want to talk to you a little bit about something I touched upon at the beginning of the show. This is from MSNBC, reported by our Devin Coldwee. Yeah, that's a good name. Robotic butt is even stranger and creepier than it sounds. How is that possible? From the get-go, you have to expect a robotic butt to be pretty weird, but to be fair, there are potential applications. What are they, perhaps you might be asking? Training, proctologist, massage therapist, about that region. For instance, there are several things to train dentist and joint specialist, after all. Do you really want a dentist training on your ass? I guess I understand what they mean by that. Problem is, the creator of the robotic butt doesn't seem to have any practical considerations in mind at all. It's not even a medical accessory or a therapeutic device. It's just a twitching, quivering, hissing robotic butt. Those are all the superlatives that I got when I was in high school in my yearbook. That was known as the twitching, quivering, hissing robotic butt. Anyway, the creators say that the robot called Shuri, S-H-I-R-I, represents emotions with visual and tactile transformations of the muscles. Furthermore, it's an attempt to approach the creation of sensitive and subtle expression by a humanoid robot using organic constructs. In the pursuit of this goal, the creators naturally chose the most expressive organ, the butt. Maybe I go back and read that again. Maybe I missed it. In pursuit of this goal, the creators naturally chose the most expressive organ, colon, the butt. Yeah, okay, well, some like the eyes, some like the heart, some like the lungs. But the most expressive has to be your ass. No, there is a video, you can find it on MSN. Apparently it's kind of maybe not appropriate for work. Now, under a skin of silicone, there is a foam superstructure and the gluteus maximus actuator, a pair of pneumatically activated muscles that can be inflated or deflated to stimulate many subtle moods of the butt. Boy, this story just keeps getting better. This is the best story of the night. I thought the naked unicyclist would be my favorite. No, no, no. Now, this butt, it responds to slaps and caresses and expresses emotion with various forms of shuddering, clenching, twitching, and pulsating. The researchers are apparently replicating a form of articulating butt hitherto unknown to science. The individual who demonstrates the butt capabilities, possibly the inventor himself, Noboru Takahashi of the University of Electrocommunications in Japan, performs his functions with perhaps more care and verve than is necessary. Yeah, I'm thinking this guy may be a little bit loony. When in the MSNBC.com newsroom, they confessed themselves somewhat puzzled by Takahashi's project, but his previous work, including a machine that allows you to hug yourself and a remote kissing device, helps provide context. Again, Devin Coldewey, contributing writer for MSNBC.com. Wow. Yeah, that's all sorts of crazy there, isn't it? What? Yeah, quivering, clenching, whispering, just all the things you want to think of when you're talking about butt research. No, no. You don't either? Here's James Morrison. Nothing ever hurt like you on the B-Man's Busted Up iPod. I'm gonna go sit back and think about that one.
Loving you is easy, playing by the rules. But you said love tastes so much better when it's cruel. To you, everything was just a game. Don't. Oh yes, you stung me good. Oh yeah, you-
You're listening to the B-Man and his broken iPod.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching me.
Neil Diamond right here on the B-Man's Busted Up iPod, Sweet Caroline. And no, the Red Sox did not win. Well, I don't know if they won or not tonight. I don't actually root for the Red Sox. Most of you probably know that. If not, I probably will tell you I'm a Yankee fan. So, I'm into subpar baseball teams as well. Don't worry. Well, the show's getting ready to wrap up here in just a little bit. I got a couple more songs for you. And, I don't know. Gonna play some Aerosmith for you. Why not? Friday night, or maybe Saturday morning, maybe Sunday afternoon. Who knows? You're Steven Tyler and Aerosmith, Love in the Elevator.
In the elevator, launch a race. loving it and love each other, living it up when I'm going down.
The B-Man and the Broken iPod.
Right here on the B-Man's Busted Up iPod. Don't judge me. I know what you're saying out there in radio, podcast, interweb world, what you're saying right now. Yeah, Barry Manilow has a big nose. I am not against playing songs from men or women or even chimpanzees with large noses. Yeah, you can probably tell it's getting late because I'm starting to get punchy and not making much sense. Although some, including my wife, probably said I stopped making sense about 15 years ago. Anyway, it has been a pleasure being with you all, and I do want to take a moment to thank my mom out there, and hopefully you can get a chance to thank your mom over the weekend. Best gift I can think of is give her the gift of a podcast.
Not only is it the gift of laughter, the gift of joy, and the gift of entertainment, it's also kind of free. It's been fun being with you, and on that note, I really have, I gotta go.
Ain't got time to shoot the breeze, got no time to blow. Excuse me, mister, if you please, I gotta go. Born one morn on the day of the dead, in a bombed out bungalow. My mama kissed my cheek and said, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Wasting time standing here, I gotta go. They put me in an orphanage west of Tupelo. I told them when I burnt that bridge, I gotta go. Stole a car, got a gun, robbed a hidey hole. I left Memphis on the run, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Wasting time standing here, stud deuces wild, three kings in a row. I turn that diamond deuce and smile, I gotta go. They tracked me down, took my tape, brother don't you know. I told them boys there's some mistake, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Wasting time standing here, I gotta go. Cold steel up against my head, they turn the lights down low. In case you didn't hear, I said, I gotta go.
These are your very last words, sir. Say them nice and slow.
My last words on this planet were, I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Wasting time standing here, I gotta go. I gotta go somewhere, I gotta go. Waste some time standing here, I gotta go.